If you're calling to bear false witness, let's just hang up right now, Ab.
Listen, Todd J., watch your mouth. I'm going to call you Todd J. when you're being bad. I'm going to call you Todd J.
Todd J. I told I was back and forth with Exoteric Rick. And this morning, Rick in Discord, and I just said that, you know, when you do the analysis, in Latin, Dave is nut, and I found out that Dave J's last name is actually Job, and so therein lies the answer.
You're giving way too much negative energy. Let's focus on moving forward. I want to caution you, we only have so many years on this planet. Let's use them.
Well,
let's go forward.
No, but that's why I blocked. That's why I blocked him, because I'm like, look, we're trying to do good here, and the guy is just sitting back like a sniper, waiting for any opportunity to be able to insert anything negative, and I just am not going to have it. Not on my watch anyway. What I control anyway. It's just no way. So anyway,
okay. Well,
next.
It's a good thing you made the It's a good thing you made the logo on SacoTube, because we've got an app in development. I can't use the logos that look like YouTube for obvious reasons. So
right.
He told me just stick with the ones that are completely different. So we're gonna go with your five. Congratulations. We'll go with the five leaf gold clover as our single square. So that'll be the symbol.
Do you have that without the stem, where it's just like mine with the five leaves?
I think so. Yeah. I just clipped the graphic from the whole word sacotube.com on the left. I just clipped it and gave it to him. If it's not good enough resolution, hopefully he'll tell me. But
The important thing is, I'll send it to you, the one that, because I had him do one that is just the five-leaf clover, which looks good anywhere, you know, like where there's a circle, and you have to fit your logo within the circle. You don't want it to have the little stem that just looks weird. So I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Call.
Yeah, send it, and I'll, he's going to publish the app under his account. Otherwise, we have to set up all kinds of accounts and give your left nut. I don't want to do that. So it'll just be easy. he'll provide it under his developer account, which is better anyway, because he's got to be the one that makes it better and fixes it up. I don't know if that's easy if we have it under our domain. So I just said, yeah, fine. Just whatever's fastest. I'm not too worried about everything. So that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't realize that you could call into a Zoom call because you have the pro account, your email, I noticed that phone number. Well, that means you can dial in using a phone on the pro.
Yeah,
so Marcus could have dialed in last night.
Well, that's what I told him before the show. I emailed him and I mean, because every Zoom invite has the call-in number. So, I mean, that usually people know that. I mean, they look at the invite and it's like you can either click on the link or dial in using these numbers.
All right. Well, that's a handy and dandy feature. I wasn't really aware of that too much. So that's actually pretty handy. That's a one-up on the Zoom system then. That's a one-up for sure.
Zoom is, I'm telling you. I know you knocked it at the beginning, but maybe you're coming around. I like Zoom. It's easy.
All right. Well, that's why it's successful then, obviously. It's easy. People love easy, for sure. How much is Zoom a month?
Yeah, definitely.
For what you got?
I believe $20 a month.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
Can't argue with that. $20. That's a lunch.
No, it mm-hmm. And it allows me to have up to 10 callers, and we'll never have 10 callers, you know.
Oh, yeah. You don't want 10 callers.
No.
You don't want to.
No. No.
So I guess,
no.
I guess the universities have, the universities that have 1,000 people on the call, they must be paying much bigger dollars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like we have a corporate account and it's up to 100 guests. But even that, I mean, the ones that are over that are, I don't know what, I mean, I haven't even seen that kind of plan. That would be an enterprise plan. And, you know, they're
probably just
there,
people listening in. That really is just people that are,
yeah,
that are popping in.
Yeah. And it would be more for people that are running like these massive webinars, you know, to where there it's massive trainings to where, you know, you just like, yeah, if you have a company with thousands of people, that might be needed, but you know, that's just a rounding error for these companies, of course. And, you know, it's kind of a rounding error for FACO too, because, you know, we generate so much income off of what we do.
That's not the point, but we do accept donations. I accept donations anyway.
FakeOlogist.com/donate.
All right. Okay. Well, yesterday, so that's the tip. If anyone gets knocked out of a Zoom call and say your internet goes down, if you have a cell phone, just dial in. Because the cell phone's not part of your internet connection at home. So just dial in. If you have an old-fashioned phone, dial in. And at least you can hear and talk.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's,
right.
I'll give you a leg up on that. And I think, yeah, because of that, because you're going to have a lot of people maybe that are mobile or aren't able to connect by a smartphone, we'll keep that Zoom with that phone-in option. I thought that was an extra service. That was an adjunct to Zoom.
No,
Zoom has it. And they have local numbers wherever you are in the world.
Yes, and so I think the number is $24.95. Anyway, but no, I thought you were inquiring that you were wondering if people could call like your 866 number and get in but people could. I mean, we could be on air and we could give that phone number out that's in the invitation link. And I, you know, that could work for those who are trying or want to call in. We can try that at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, if I'm on the line and at my studio, yes, we can. I can weave those two calls together like I did last night. Tommy King called in.
Right.
Call. And I just wasn't quite ready because I wasn't expecting to knock Skype out and put the phone bank back on. So that worked
right,
out well.
Right, right.
I had to pivot real quick.
Well, I was bummed that there were technical issues. I like Marcus. I was looking forward to kind of getting his insight on lots of different things. But we'll make that happen again. We'll make that happen.
We'll do it again. He can come in. Yeah, if we want to do a weekday thing, that's fine with me too, because I got a little more time on the weekdays. We start at 8, go to 9:30. That's good. All right, well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I sent out the Zoom invite for you and Brian Stavely for tomorrow night, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
I got it. That's
so
fantastic.
If people want to tune into that, we'll be live streaming that. FakoTube with Uncle I.
And you can talk about Mandela, because I don't know how many. He has a large subscriber base. I don't know how many are Mandela eyes. I'm not, but if you want to take over, I'll go big.
Sure.
When you're talking about that stuff.
No problem. No problem. No, I definitely am affected. It's crazy.
Hopefully we can expose ourselves to his subscribers, because he has a large following for sure. He's very consistent.
Yeah, and
he's
great.
Been out there
he
a
is
long
so great.
Time.
He's so great because he's like, when I first talked to him, he's like, yeah, man, let me know. I want to promote it to my followers and get them over there. I guarantee you're probably going to have 100 people in your chat, you know, and so that's cool. He's just a cool guy who, you know, again, my favorite phrase, lead with your chin, not your hand out. And you know, we're small. So the fact he's willing to come on and chat with us. I am grateful.
Yeah. You are. All right, any mask news this morning? Anything happen overnight? Is the world upside down and changed, or is it just more of the same?
My wife sent me a text just a minute ago saying that she was watching the news and that all of Paris, you now have to wear a mask anytime you are outside or face big fines. So shit boggles my mind, Ab. Oh, my God. I am so mad at you, Ab. I'm so mad at you. I forgot how mad I was at you.
Oh,
you
good. Go ahead.
Sent me the women or the fight behind the counter, and that woman who her big boobs came out. I can never unsee that again, ever
that
in my
was,
life. Thank you, Ab.
I don't think that was about masks, though. I didn't post it because I don't think that was a mask issue, although it could have been.
I think it was. Yeah, no, I think it was phone. It was they grabbed the phone or something like that. I don't know. It was just nasty.
He forgot his phone, and when he came back, I think he forgot his phone, and when he came back to get it, they said, well, you forgot to pay for breakfast as well, so you're not getting your phone back, something like that. But apparently it's quite a mainstream, the Waffle House wars. Waffle House is notorious for fights and skirmishes. I had no idea you could go in for a waffle and a fight. Fight viewing, anyway. We don't have Waffle House here, but obviously it should be called the Waffle and Fight House. And then I think they get more people.
Ringside Waffle Club.
What was more disturbing, that the lady's pot popped off or her weave fell off?
Notice the weave. I was so enamored by those big, beautiful, gorgeous, luscious. No, I wasn't.
The weave, her weave popped off. That was, and then she turned into just basically Mike Tyson. Wow, that was. Just,
oh yeah.
You just don't know your next Mike Tyson, who it's going to be.
Well,
oh my God.
I mean, who gets arrested in that? Everyone. I mean, they have to. Everyone that went behind the counter, the people behind the counter were just defending themselves. Where can people, if you're recording this, Ab, where can people find that? Did you post it anywhere or just send it to me?
No, I didn't. Well, if you've got the link, then if I sent you the link,
well,
I'll post the link.
People can go see it.
Twitter and Waffle House. There's a lot of Waffle House videos, actually. That wasn't...
Oh, that's...
There's another one where some... Yeah, oh, yeah, there's some really heavy-duty Waffle House ones. It doesn't seem like a safe place. I'd have to go in with my armor, not just a mask. You need to armor up, because you don't know what's going to come at you. And maybe they should charge the chef, because I'm not sure Waffle House waffles are safe to eat. So maybe he should
first. That would be such a great video. I remember my daughter was in taekwondo for a couple of years, and she would gear up. You know, she'd put her forearm pads and leg pads and her head gear on. That would be funny to just video, you know, a couple going into Waffle House with their gear on, sitting down, having some coffee, just kind of looking around. That would be, you know.
The only other thing I want to get back to with masks is I want to know anyone that receives a fine. I would love to watch the court procedure. Not watch it, but hear about what
right.
happened. If there's a court that is actually open. Because I don't know if there's any open courts even to this day.
Oh, good point. That's a really good point. I didn't even think about it.
I'd really love to see, because none of these are laws. They're all mandates with they all
right.
have the same template. They're all mandates with exemptions. All of them. It's the same template worldwide.
The lady who watches our dogs when we go on vacation, her husband is a sheriff.
Oh,
and he came over the other night, two nights ago, and they have these new little puppies, and so they were showing the puppies, and I had a great conversation with him. He is such a non-mask proponent, and he said, we'll never you know, what was the word? Not prosecute, arrest or anything. He said, this mask issue, he says, if we're ever called out, you know, we'll try to settle things down, but we're not doing anything. There's no, he said it, there's no laws broken.
Right.
There's no laws broken.
Their mandate.
Yeah. He says he doesn't when he is not, I mean, whether he's in plain clothes or not, when he goes into any store, he doesn't wear a mask. And they asked, where's your mask? He said, some of them. And he's like, I'm not required to wear one. He just
wait a second. I want to know if he's wearing his five-pointed star anywhere or he flips open his ID, because we all know, all seen the television.
No, he says he is wearing it. He said he goes in where he's wearing his he's in uniform.
Oh,
and
well,
he said he's been stopped. He said he's been stopped, and they said, where's your mask? And he says, I'm not required to wear one. And he just says that. That's what he says. Now, of course, he probably has a different – people have a different sense of authority versus when you or I would walk in.
I don't have a baton and a Glock on my belt either.
No, but – you know, you're missing the point here. He's a sheriff, and he's saying this is bullshit, and I like that.
I love that, you know? I like it, too. I got that point. But I don't know if it's a valid reference when he has a lot of other things besides, well, he probably doesn't carry the lanyard with your exemption certificate, but he's got a lot of other things that I don't want to argue with Mace, a baton, or a Glock, in that order.
Yeah, no. His, and he's not advocating it. We were just having our own conversation. But he was very enamored. He didn't know about the channel, so he went back. I texted him the channel, and he went to watch it, and I haven't heard back from him. I don't know if he's...
A large county in the Tampa area? That's a big deal.
Hillsborough County.
So that's a big county. So he's a big deal. He's a big...
Well,
the sheriff is right up there with what, county commissioner?
Yeah, they are very powerful. Now, there's a county sheriff, and then there's the folks who work in the sheriff's office. Like, he's a patrol officer, so the side of his car says sheriff. So I don't know he's not the sheriff. He just works in the sheriff realm, and his car says sheriff. So I don't know what you call
him. Well, he's a deputy then.
Thank you. Deputy sheriff.
I thought you had the top enchilada. That's the guy that's elected.
No. But he says that the top enchilada has you know, told everyone that we're not going to disrupt, you know, our constituents with any kind of mask bullshit. You know, you just go and try to remedy it and you know, de-escalate was the word he used. We just de-escalate and try to get people to move on, but they're not arresting anyone.
So I love to know if they're signing anyone. And because Brian
he said no. They're not citing anyone. He said no.
Well, the problem is when it gets into when it gets into trespass, where I tell you to get off my property because you're not obeying the mask law, and then if I say you come back, I'm going to call the cops for trespass. That's where it gets started.
That's a different story. I didn't ask him about that.
That's
a different story. But just related to someone not wearing a mask, they're not issuing a citation, at least in Hillsborough County, Florida.
Okay, well, that's good news. But
which is good.
The story's not over. That's my only concern, because it keeps creeping forward.
It's just beginning. Yeah. No, what really concerns me is the fact I think people are getting – we're so freaking soft these days. And people are just getting used to this new bullshit normal. And that's what scares me, is that this slowly won't be the new normal. It'll just be the normal. And people will forget what it used to be. I posted a video of, you know, I'm really down on content with Zammy to be able to post because I don't take him out anywhere anymore. And so I was going back through, and about 2.5 years ago, I took him to a mall, and so many people around him and these kids coming up and petting him and hugging him. It was just great. Anyone wants to see that, just go to Zammy Pup on Instagram and you'll be able to see it. He's up there. He's greeting people at this counter. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, God, my heart kind of breaks because everyone there, nobody had masks on. Everybody was like, you know, eager to touch. Yeah. And so what scares me, what concerns me is people are going to forget those days. I mean, get this another year, Ab, and it will be just like so normal. It'll be abnormal to see anyone's face, and that's what sucks.
Oh, yeah. Now, is this going to help or hinder the prostitute business? Because if touch is so rare, it's going to be more valuable. They're going to have to raise their prices.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's been a while since I've been in that market, my
friend.
It's going
to cost extra for them to pull down. It's going to cost extra for them to pull down their mask.
Yeah, I think I just can't speak to that. But yeah, you're probably right.
And if there's any single fakeologists out there that are making use of that valuable profession, let us know. How has the menu changed?
Right. You cracked me up.
I know. I come up with all the good questions. And the real question is it on the COVID-19 Great Reset spinning wheel? Do they have an entry for that?
Ooh.
How? Where? Yeah, I'd love what. I really want to know what Klaus Schwab has to say. Because, after all, he is the newly anointed economic god of our world. So what does he have to say? He has to.
I think we should.
Can we get Klaus Schwab on the line?
In dedication to you and that great spinning wheel, I think we should now, and the fact that we want to find out what have they actually typed text relating to any kind of bodily presentation, be it massage or otherwise, but I think we should now call him Klaus Schwantz. What do you think?
Schwantz. What does that mean again? Schwantz?
Schwantz penis.
All right, okay. All right, I heard that on the Howard Stern show. Okay, got it. I don't know. I like Schwab the deck, you know, when you're supposed to clean up a pirate ship, Schwab the deck. But Klaus Schwab. If anyone listening doesn't know his name, you're not doing your homework because the guy has suddenly moved to king of the world. And he's talking about working in the background. He doesn't make enough appearances compared to, say, Bill Gates.
No, and when he does, he literally is cast for TV, isn't he? I mean, for the movie screen. His accent, his presentation, he just looks like a scripted character. I mean, literally, it's just like, Google his name and watch some of his interviews.
Well, I don't know if Mike Myers.
He's always.
Yeah, Mike Myers.
Yes.
Did the awesome Powers movies. Those have to be 20 years ago. I can't believe it's 20. Was he watching Klaus Schwab at the time? Because
that's
Dr.
That's
Evil.
The likeness. You're great.
Yeah. Dr. Evil,
great,
even though it was a young looking Mike Myers, but in the head was obviously a prosthesis for baldness. But overall, yeah. What did Mike Myers know Klaus Schwab when he did the movie? Was there any connection there?
Brilliant.
Dr. Evil, hello.
Right.
Yeah, I think Mike's going to get back in the studio and do one about him directly now, because this is the material that has been generated from the Great Coronavirus Hoax Reset is off the chart. It's amazing.
Hey,
okay,
I have
before
to
believe
you
go,
that...
Who are you listening to now? Who are you recommending to listen to? Because you have a few people you like.
Oh, man. Since I started doing this show, brother, and with my added responsibilities at work with this new company and with football season starting, I have to tell you, it's my same old go-tos. I'll tune in to Oz, okay. Tim Osman. Anytime JLB does anything, I'll listen to him. I never re-listen to our stuff. I don't know if you do.
No.
I just don't.
No, no, I don't. I rarely, unless I'm looking for a clip. Unless I'm looking for a clip.
Yeah, no agenda is a go-to. And I still like Nathan Stoltman. I think that he delivers some you know, relevant news. And who else? My goodness. Then I listen to a bunch of football podcasts and stuff. So I'm kind of, I'm really not the tip of the spear on all of that. Yeah, you do. And no, here's what I listen to, Ab. An email, many of them every day from fakotube.com. That's fakotube.com. And that's what keeps me in the know, because you do all the work for me. So you're filtering out all of the bullshit, and I get to, you know, I know every time I open one of those, it's something relevant, because if you post it, I know that it's worthy, because you're kind of tough that way.
And because you like smartphones and tablets, do you have the A-Video app, and are you watching it through the app, or are you waiting for the FakoTube app to do that?
I do is click on the link. I click on the link within the email, and it just pops up FakoTube.com, the video.
Okay, so you watch the desktop version then. Okay.
Or I watch it on my phone, but it's just clicking the link. That's why I said when we do get the app, I'm really excited about it, because every time I click on one of those links, if I wanted to give it a thumbs up or comment, I would have to log in to FakoTube.com from my phone every single time. And I just will never do that. So, you know, just know I'm always liking it, but you never see a thumbs up from me because, well, I don't have an extra 5 minutes each time I watch.
Hopefully that email will launch the FakoTube app. I'm going to make him hope that he can do that.
It's a great idea. Because that would be so efficient.
Oh, yeah, we got to get that going. And hope... You should technically only have to log in once, because what happens, you click the link, it opens your browser on your phone, and your browser is cookie, so it should remember your login. So just try and log in one time, and it should stay logged in.
It doesn't work. I did. Same with John LeBond's website. Every time I go there, you know, it asks to remember me, and I always click the box, remember me. But it never remembers me. I always have to log in. And unfortunately, what happens is I just kind of stop doing going there, just because I just can't log in every single time. So important part.
Well, one other tech tip for you, because you like tech, get a password manager. I use RoboForm. I've been using it for 10 or 15 years. And it will allow you to save your logins, which it'll generate large, impossible to remember or hack passwords, and you can log in via your phone as well. Use that, I highly recommend it, and it'll also allow you to change all your passwords everywhere to make them long, unmemorable, unhackable, and use it to fill in your password. It'll increase your security dramatically, and it will solve the problem.
What is the name of it?
It's called RoboForm, RoboForm. There are many, many others, but I found it to be the best so far.
Okay.
I don't do a new review every year, but RoboForm, yeah. I will send you a link.
Awesome.
So actually, it's under, if people go to my website, go to the top things app likes, it'll be there with a link. But I'm going to send you the link directly, because I know you don't have time. and I'll put it in the Telegram Fakeologist group. I'll send it to you directly, and that way you can use that. I use it all the time. It works quite well. It's not perfect, but it works well enough that it's usable.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Beautiful.
I know you had to take off. We just passed 9/11, and
oh shoot. Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, I got to run. I got to scoot. All right, man.
All right.
Talk to you later, Adam.
Nice shot. Take care, buddy. Thanks.